We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Reish Chaf Aleph in the Standard Edition, Reish Tzadi Beis in the Zelgman Edition, Vita Bagmara. The Talmud tells us in Tractate Nidarim with regards to visiting the sick. Kolam Vaker Tachole Nitzol Midina Shel Geinom. All who visit the sick will be saved from perdition. Shneimar, as the verse says, Asher Maskil Eldal Biomrayim Alteo Hashem. Praised is he who takes note of those that are destitute, and when the bad day comes around, God will save him. Ein dal ela chole. So the Talmud says, who is the destitute? We're speaking about someone who's ill. Ve'ein ra'a ela geinom. And it says God will save him from a day of bad. That's talking about perdition, as the verse says, kol pal shem lemaneu v'gam rasha li omra. V'yesh lo sachar gam ken ba'olam hazeh. And a person who visits the sick can expect to get wages in this world as well. That's what the verse concludes with. Hashem Yishmireu V'Yichayehu. God protects a person. God grants him life. V'Ushar Ba'aretz, and he has success on earth. Yishmireu, God protects him. Yetzer Hara, a person who does Bikur Cholim, God will protect him from the Yetzer Hara. V'Yichayehu, God will give him life. That's Mina Yisurim, from afflictions. So visiting the sick is an amulet for avoiding Yisurim, for having less suffering in the world. That's the blessing, is that a person will find a lot of honor if he visits the sick. So that's the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Now, next time we'll look into what happens to those who forgo this mitzvah, because the Chafetz Chaim will discuss what's going on. Today, we hardly see people visiting the sick. So that's something we will learn Bezrat Hashem next week. Let's take a minute to look at the footnote. The Chafetz Chaim over here explains, Yafe peresh be'alker nora, she'elu ha'shlosha dvarim hem amida keneged mida. There's a commentary, one of the rabbis, I forgot his name, on the Talmud called the Keren Ora. And he writes as follows. He says, these three gifts really correspond to what you do when you visit the sick. When you're visiting someone sick, you check him out. Baguf, you check out physically, that maybe the sick person needs something. Maybe he needs medicine. Maybe he needs food. Maybe he needs help with something else. One of the things a person who's sick has to do is they have to do tshuva. A person has to analyze what's he done wrong. If he's sick, he has to do tshuva. The pasuk says, God forgives a person and cures a person. It's telling us that get forgiveness and you get the cure. As the pasuk says, so what did we say? He who visits the sick will be protected from the yetzer hara. Okay, part of visiting the sick is helping him think through if there are things he has to do tshuva. So obviously, if you're helping him, so then he's protected from the Yetzer Hara. Uva'avu sheviol v'riyut aguf, we said that visiting the sick is taking care of them. So you helped him get better physically. So yichayehu min yisurin, that's what the Talmud said, that he who visits the sick will be protected from suffering in the world. Uva'avu shekel alav b'chvodo, and being that a person put down his own honor to go and visit the sick. So sometimes a person's big and he goes to visit someone small, as we saw that halacha. So then he too will get honor. And this is an important concept. You know, I learned it this week. We have a neighbor in Kochav Yaakov whose daughter was hospitalized here in Shaarei Tzedek. So I figured people can't visit her too much. You know, it's not close. It's an hour and a half drive or a bus and a train. I figured I'm right here. I called the father, and sometimes you offer things and you tell yourself, I'll offer, you know. So I called the father and I asked, would your daughter like a visit? I'm not far away. So he says, wait, I'll call my daughter. He calls up, I call him back 5 minutes later. He says, yeah, she'd love a visit. It's okay. So Sunday or Monday night, when we finished learning, I packed off to Shaarei Tzedek and I went to visit this 14-year-old girl. So I asked myself, what am I going to talk to a 14-year-old girl? I never met this girl before. But okay, you know, we're neighbors and there's no one else who's going to visit her. So okay, I went to visit. She had a million things to talk about. You know, I was there until I had to run to catch the last bus. So sometimes we think, as an adult, I'm going to visit a kid. What can I give the kid? And it's not true. Kids sometimes need the attention. They need someone to talk to. I never appreciated this Gemara as much as this week, where I suddenly saw the kid really needed someone to talk to. They're happy to talk. They're happy to have a visitor. They're happy to think through and discuss what they're scared of. You know, the things that a person in a hospital for a prolonged stay, the things that a person needs. So those are things which a person can give, and a person shouldn't think, because I'm older, you know, this could be one of my kids. You know, the age gap, I'm saying. No, person has to think, if I can help, I can go and I can try and help.